have a beautiful blog of Rabbi Eli Gersten, who works at the OU, entitled Medicine Guidelines. If you can find that, let me show it to you. He says. Then I have another beautiful article, two beautiful articles on medicines. Rabbi Dovin Heber, who works presently for the Star K. And he has one in English entitled Kashrus Guide to Medications, Vitamins, and Nutritional Supplements. And he has something in Hebrew, Biru Dine Refuah She'en Lem Hechsher. So I have three articles on this topic that I have worked on before Yom Tov. And then, afterwards, I got a hold of something called Misorah. Misorah is the OU Conscious Publication. And they have a whole long mimer on this, a bit of a different conclusion that I brought in Misorah to show you. That may also be online. The last one, they haven't come out in a couple of years, a year and a half. Misorah Chav Ches. There's a beautiful article on medicines here on page Nun Zion, 15 pages by Arabians from Tversky. So, Din Chashash, Macholas, Asuras, Petrufos, and Matsuyos Ayam. But the best way to, instead of, we'll see original sources also, but I think the best way to approach a topic, which is, this one is in Hebrew, and this one's in Hebrew. Anyway, put the Hebrew ones up, and then the English one up.
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry, German ones here.
Okay. The English ones I can tell you about that. I don't mind putting English too. You know, the Torah is given by Shivim Lashon. Zion, I believe it is. I'm not sure it's 57, or they sometimes say.
This one, yeah.
Have to add to it.
This is also in Missouri General.
Missouri, I didn't realize it was Missouri. There you go. So we believe in Misora, don't we not? So we have two items of Misora, but double. One is Misora Yudal, one is Misora Chav Ches.
Simchas Torah is when they
love
pushing the
boundaries of Misora. Not a Maishu. I can't answer. So it's page 107, it looks like. It says page 107?
And this one?
Yeah, this is
107.
That's what it says.
It's double sided.
This is the one, yeah. Okay. So let's start with this. We have it. It's got to make it wider. I think it's there. Good. On both sides, there's a Rabbi Heber Shlita. The very chashav erav, someone my family knows, my wife's family knows well from many, many years ago. This came out of Tavshin Nun Ches, I believe, and it's the memory of his father, Rabbi Heber, who passed away in Tavshin Nun Zion. He was actually a close family friend from St. Louis. My wife's from St. Louis, and he's from St. Louis. So I'd love to be able to quote people that have family connections.
What page was the other one on? Everybody said this
was Nunzai.
Look at that.
Good. Fine. So we have two things. This should be enough to keep us busy for 2 weeks. But let's just go over my chumash. Gracious. We'll see how things go. Thank you so much. Let's start the first. Start the earlier one. Oh. Is it big enough? Can I read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want Rebbe wants the scroll, there's it's two pages, so you have to go right to left first, and then
okay.
You're talking now.
You'll show me how to do this. Let's start from the beginning. Ayin b'shulchan aruch. Yeredei simen kuf nun hei sim gimel. We actually saw this when I was saying once before. Up here, rush psachim chafeim and beis. B'shar yisur misrabim b'mokam sakona. I feel a derech hanosam. Yeah, that's obvious. B'shalom b'mokam sakona osur. But shalom k'derech hanosam. Mutter, chutz b'klai kerem b'osav b'cholav. Shasurim afilu shalom k'derech hanosam b'mokam sakona. Because why? The Easter is not based on the word achila, right? By Klai Kem says petuktash, by Basra says lo tzavashel. Since there's no word of achila mentioned, so the whole heter of what we call shalok derech is not applied. The Shach says, quote, shalok derech anosan mutal tzorach refuah. Ava shalok tzorach refuah, hafir shalok derech anosan osur. Fahayna b'isur hano, ava isuri achila, shari. Where did he get this from? Shach holds mutal lechatchila lebori lechol isuri achila shlok derech achilasa. Chachma Sanu said it's wrong. Tzarech in. So chol Hashem basakana can eat shlok derech achila. Ubori it's a machlokas of Shach and the Chachma Sanu. So far so good. This is with the bari. Whether it's an isur derabbanan yes or no on a Shloka derech achila, kol de chachma sar. Yes, kol de shach no. Kol anal refuah shloka derech achila. Any refuahs with derech achila, says the chachma sar. Quote: Avlam irvu and mekorin samamonim sheinem morim asurin. I feel the bistam yenem, which is the rabbanim. The cave and the tchilas asiyos al kach shlo shach bittul. For the chen or refuah shenos to arrow from yaineser or chomas yaineser v'hachech nenamim asur. So it's a disaster. Said, but there's one precondition. Hachech nana mehem. The chech is the palate. The palate enjoys it. Then it's a problem. What if the palate does not enjoy it? Says the Ramo. Mut alistro of sheretz o shar dov var iser v'locho l'refuah afil l'chol l'shem o'sakona chutz mi ba'atzei akal avod azor. Says the Yad Avram. Sheretz sorof. Ilav l'refuah Vada ein lahatira b'achila, avshe nivstad me'achilas odem. Why not? Me'otu time of arina demida achle achshave. This is the famous. We spoke about this before. Achshave, you can see the source is a rush in the sefer psachim in the second parak that if something is not edible but you eat it, that's what cherecha kodem zmanu mutter b'ano. As a mafurshing rab psach. So the Rosh, some say mutar b'achila too, which disagrees. Because achshave, what's cherecha mean? You burned it, right? It's burned, it's singed. It's you know, sometimes you have toast. If you got to take it out of the toast, it can't let it's black. Cherecha, no one would want to eat it. It's just, it's burned, it's literally burnt to the crisp. But it's bread that's burnt to the crisp. So something you can eat it, it's just not a food anymore. And the Rosh says, no. You eat it to achshave, also with rabbanon. Remember, we put my gel in rabbanon, cut with achshave. That was a whole arichas. That's this rush. Rak she'ochel l'refuah mutter. Why? Toz lo shayach lo achshave. Tochol yo mochiach alav she'ein ochel makmas chashivuso. Rak b'shem refuah. And Ramosh, we saw this Ramosh before, did we not? Pretty sure. Chelik beis siman tzadi beis. Lo shayach achshavei b'davar shalokeach l'refuah. Da'afi v'ram morim u'usamayin not l'refuah. Doesn't prove that it's good food. Stei chaymet says the same thing against the shagas ariyeh. Okay. So far we're working with the assumption that if it's tasty, it's no good. Right. Even the shalok ha'derech, it's no good according to the chachma salam. If it's not tasty, and no one would ever want to eat it, you're eating it for medical purposes, we assume that there's no achshavei, and therefore it's mutter mamish. So far, if you stop right over here, everything's mutter. Not everything, but all the pills are mutter, because there's no chech nena mehem, and therefore there's no achshave. Okay. So far, so good. Now the Rambam says.
Why is there
achshave?
I
skipped the left.
Okay, right. Hold on. Let's first finish. Rambam Perek Beis. Kol ochel nasurim einu chayav alein ad sheyochal. Thank you. Also derech ano. The ketzad shloka derech achila. Veshehimcha sachele v'gmol shuchamat shenich v'grona mimenu. Burns his throat. Ochel chelev chay raw fat. Oh, shehirim dvarim morim. Going rosh v'lana on the tochiyai nesach. You put in the bitterest item, which makes the whole wine taste bitter. Also, kederish on the vela v'ochel v'morim. Osh ochel osach chesed hisriach v'hivish. It's moldy. It's old. It stinks. Ubatam yochel adam. I raise that potur. What's potur mean, Rabbosai? Potur is awesome. I'm a chavazas. Kuf Gimel, and we saw this Chavasas before. Let's read it again. The Velish in the real Agair, Shlokaderech Hanosan, Trey in Yonahain, and we Trey Kroy Nafki. Any real Agair, what's the Pasuk say? Nu, no Sohal called the Vela, Lager Shemeshirech, and then Machala. You see, that's a Klar. It has to be only if it's Royal Agair. That's that then. Shlokaderech Hanosan, where's that from? Is that a pasuk or is that just a svara? How do you know shaloka derech ha'anasa is mutter? Who said so? What's the basis for it? It says trey kroy. Is another pasuk? You know about another pasuk? P'kim etanach. P'kim shas. We'll have to see. One could argue that it doesn't mean laughed after kroy. This is a kroy of a ferish. This may be maybe a svara. Or, I mean, call it a kroy. It's not an isur achila. This is not called an achila. Pasuk is achila. It's not normal. Whatever's not normal is not included in the Torah's prohibitions. Okay, call that a Quran. Yeah. Shalom kederech ano hainosh achlo chaya shiiv lesov adavar maro achlo gilyasov in mikro delo yochol nafka. I told you, that's not called an achila. It's no real pasuk. It's just not called an achila because it's not normal. Avshin nistra gufa yisra poka shem yisra mikovakol mikro akhrina nevela v'shem yisra l'ger end quote. End quote. End quote. Skipping what he heard. Next paragraph. Yesh chilek le'nedina ben shalot derech achila and a royal achila. Dimein a royal achila midoraisa hu mutra afil midrabbonan lo gazrinan midin achshave. It's awesome midrabbonan midin achshave, even though it's not edible. Cherech okonaz mana, the case of the rush, it's singed to a crisp. It's called inedible. Awesome midrabbonan mishem achshave. Okay, welcome refuah. As we said, there's no achshei refuah. Cause they're lav davka b'mokam chole, and the word the name mishesh lo mechush, or efshafilu bori, shalokach trufas v'chazik as gufo, lo shayach lem achshei. In other words, no achshei, even by a healthy person who's taking multivitamins. But frankly, Moshe, the Chris Moshe now, right? What does Moshe say? It's not a food. V'lochen afilu lefi achoch mas odam mutter. Because there's no achshavei if it's completely inedible. Miyu v'davar shirak lo'loch derech achila, hachachos adam matir ach rak b'chole v'lo b'bari. Esfaras hachachos adam api mashchat v'rosh p'sachim, isa b'gavar shamab ravashi. Look at this. I don't think we saw this gavar yet. This is a very, very important gavar. Look. Ma'ab Ravashi Ashka the Ravina the Kashoyev the Brate Begarki the Orlo. He was smoothing out the skin of his daughter with Orlo fruits. Omer the Amar the Rabbanan B'sha Sakana. Shlo B'sha Sakana mi Amar. There's no Sakana for your daughter. Uviga the Ami Omer the Midi Derechad also Kavina. Am I doing that? It's not normal. Take fruits, normally eat, you take it to shmir on your daughter's body. It's an abnormal use of these fruits. The cave and low with derech and also kavidna, the tzorach refua, mutter. I forgot the last piece I caught it. I have a shalom, the tzorach refua. I feel a shalom, the derech and also usher. But to come Rabbi Yochanan, ain't lokin, a derech and also, masha malchus to the leka, hoisura mia ika. Stop. So far, so good. Paran Masbir, the Shlok Derech Anos, and Rak Osamid Rabbanan, Vimakam Chol, Hashem Bosakana, Logosu, Isazu, near the Isa Rabbanan, Shlok Derech Achila, Havi Adayin, Chef Sashal Isa, Utchui Vimakam Chol, Florak with the Nakshavet, No, so even for a four, the nafkami, even for a four, because the cheft is a problem. Then it's lefiach hachmas adam mishlo b'derech achila havisa derabbanan v'kol choli lo gazru rak osim b'bari omnam im eino roa l'achila ha'isi rak b'tam achshe v'kol dechad achshe kol b'metz trufus v'to l'garmi yafil b'mechush even a bari mamish. Why not? Had to go. Although why is he taking it? Why is he taking it? V'kol dechad achshe trufus. His doctor said, take a, every day take a vitamin. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Even if it is royal achila, it's not meant, it's meant to be used as a food, not to smooth the shmir in your body. He shmir it on your body.
Right. That's only by things that achila, you say achshavei. Is that, that's the muskana, right?
Achshavei is only if you eat it. If you're
totally
not eating, it's not action. Now, will the many me shegesh mechosh? He mutl digach trufas asuras shaloka derech achila.
We
won't be matnir sechik shtiya. No. Say zera emes. Zera emes. Who wrote the zera emes? Can you find out for me, please? Shut zera emes yoredeya. It's mem ches. Who? Okay, now we know.
Good old Italian.
Good old Italian, good. Okay. Quote, Umeate yotzalono, afilo havi rak mechosh piyamu mischazik v'olo kibori, devade lo choshev cholo lehatlo shemiso kadash l'gabe Shabbos. Right? So he says, no. But shrub shlem bezalmin, tzorachin. To me, Yema, the dinz that told him about the Shabbos, after the Medina before make the Shabbos a cholder, it's Arachin. So maybe even it's a cold, right? A sniffle, a little stomach ache, a little cough, nothing. He functions normally. That makes it not cholder Shem Basakon, it's less than that. But maybe it's what the Arab Shem Basam is specific about this. So far, it's so good. It's this beautiful summary. For Ein Lomar, what? Mashkosev Chavaz Das Iro Bod Ire Bodover Mar. Have Shelo Kederach Achila. No. Look at our Chaim Simon Tov Mem Beis If Yud Beis and Trumas Adeshin. Look at this amazing thing. Diosh Mavushel B'Shecha Saorin. They made ink from beer, barley beer, which is chametz mamash. They made ink. Don't ask me how to do that. Muta lichtobo as the Mishnah Berurah, called as mana beer. Hatam da fotzim mishal levovim hamorim she nesarbo bavali pigamuhu la sheikh harat she ena royal l'shtia after kelev. A dog wouldn't even drink the ink. Umashma de beira bodavam mar ena royal achila. Whereas what the Chavis Da say? No. Irba Davamar is only what? Is only, excuse me. Irba Davamar is not considered a cheft in the world achila. It's only considered what? Shaloka Derech. And here he's saying it's considered in the world achila at all. No. Shani Hosa. The Poka Shem Achila Lagami Mashu Akshav Dio. Tumma Letzir Asifakodim Chomet Sheikh the Vishiva Betochos of Betich. Betit mutal lekaimo bePesach, Mr. Brewer explains, I feel on nifsal achamas meachil at all. Hatam ishum di bat di azem eshem ocho. It became a chair. It used to be from that's part of a chair. Chena chavas das modal shulchan aruch, chavas das marik shum irei bo davar mar. Avol adai lo pocha shemo me amachal o refua. Shein kenim irei bo davar mar vegan pocha men eshem machal dios dio. So far, so good. No machlokes. So no machlokes whatsoever. They have no machlokes. What? Chokmas Adam and the Shach. What are they fighting about? Let's just view again. What's the case of Chokmas Adam and the Shach? He says the Shach said. It's Chazir again. Shach is mutl achil the bari. Shloka derech achilosa. And the Chokmas Adam says no. No, that's a machlokas between them. Fine. So far, so good. That's about the case of Shlok Derech. Is it mutter or is it put? It's a machlokes. I'll see the Gemara in Pesachim. Mr. Shem, we'll see it a little bit later. Fine. Another Echatimsa. Dova ha'osi libloa. It's not made to be chewed. It's made to be swallowed whole. On both sides. They say the big tzaddikim didn't want to have any hanor. They swallowed all the food. They didn't chew it. Choke or aspirate, but that's what they say. Well, that's a Jai Madrega. Who ate meat over sukkahs? Mitzvah. Who chewed the meat over sukkahs? Okay, that's what you meat. Chew it. Ah, the schmuck. It's delicious. He did it for sure the Shem Mitzvah, the Gamsi. I remember Mitzvah Simchas Yomta. That's why he did it, to fulfill the Mitzvah. No question about it. But you also had that. Okay, fine. This mitzvah is the honest, didn't it? Okay, that's fine. Nothing wrong. What about the ones you're made to swallow? Pills. Most pills are not chewables. There are chewables recently. When I grew up, I never heard of a chewable pill. Now, many, am I right? There are many, many chewable pills, correct, nowadays? Especially for kids, right? But even for, not for kids, they're chewable pills. So the pills which are not chewable. Said the Nari Behuda, called a Pisch and Chuva. From Torah's Chaim and Chulin, Daf Kuf Dalet, we're learning Chulin, are we not? Then Bolad Ramaychal Mikrish Alokaderech Hanosan, if he's a mutal of Loa called the Survey Torah Lerfua, I feel the Chol Hashem Masakon. We just said before that what? Shalokaderech. Do a matir for Rafua, so as long as you swallow it, head to government. So according to this sheet there, I'm going to say, all pills are, don't ask questions, they put out this whole list. You know, all these long lists. Forget it. Shloka derech achilas mutter. We'll get to later. Chometz may be worse. This come out before Pesach. And they say on top, it's only for Pesach. We can't give you a guarantee for all year long. We're not discussing chazer. We're discussing chometz. We shall see that chometz may be more strict than anything else for reasons we'll discuss not today, sometime in the future. Fine. Don't view this as wrong. That's called derech achilas. Even if you just swallow it whole, it's called derech achila. Why? It's an inference by omission that the Rambam has many examples of shalok derech hana we just saw. It didn't say boleya. It says in Mincha Shlomo. Quote, verbatim quote. Davka ba'ochel gomer shirigilim lulos v'lecho. It's normally people chew it. Rak oz arminon shigam b'liya choshev derech achila. You yourself decide to swallow it whole. But the food is normally chewed. Aval lecholim kemo gululos. What's gululos about in Hebrew? Pills. Round pills. Benito didan shap echosh kuliyama shalok derech achila, even according to the Noda Behuda. V'shari lechol Hashem v'sakona. V'shari lechol Hashem v'sakona. Gelatin capsules. You don't chew gel and capsule on both sides. Oh, no. You swallow. He's not sure what the din is. Can he swallow the gel and capsules?
He's not sure what the din is if you're a bari.
He's not sure, according to the Chachmas Adam, if a bari or a mechush may or may not swallow the gel and capsules. Why not? Because the Chachmas Adam, if you recall correctly, said in the previous page, that shaloka derech achila, what's the din? I'll read it again. Tzarechin, chol shei basakon, mutal lechol davar osa shaloka achila. Yeah, bari, it's machloka, it's a pshach, and the chok masal. So, pasha called it the chok masal. You should not take these gelatin caps if you are healthy.
Maybe the
halacha
is
but gelatin in general. If maybe gelatin is kosher. And the gelatin is kosher, there's a chlal no problem. And then if the slow gelatin is not kosher, maybe the shach is right. Not bad.
I mean, there's a huge
hanacha. But the gelatin of Aaron Cutler's was kosher, only came from bones. I mean, those who were maksha against came from skin. I thought even the
common side nowadays it's all from pig skin.
So that's a problem. So we saw before that the hetair that we had with gelatin coming from where? From bones. That was a whole long chili of Chaim Oizer with the Rabban Kotel. It's all coming from bones. If it's made from the skin, it may be a worse problem. So then yeah, there goes the svek. Okay, fine. Vida. The role of Atshuva Shalos and the Rafuas Shoshosin have a ear of Mdava Musuk flavors. Bitter aftertaste. If I call it Firose and Amore, and Mem Derech Achilo and Derech Achilo. Wow. What do you think? Tell me you make a bracha on medicines, Rabbi Sa. Who makes a bracha on medicine? I say, I'll make a bracha because it's not an achil. If you're an achil, you should make a bracha. Sha'achal yibudvar. That's what I thought. So I thought the medicine is not considered to be derech achil. Okay. Kadurim. What's kadurim? Pills. They're very, Rova chubas, kadurim, pill. Oh, fair. You don't have to trust my dictionary. Pills. Yesh stearates. Stearic acid, calcium stearate, magnesium stearate. Haboy minavela or miarocus. You never know, is it from meat or from vegetables? For your klal yevshel levar. Omna, ruba the ruba avi betele b'shishin. The amount of stearic acid, etc. It's bottle b'shishin. Ve'ein o avidol taima. Oh no. Ve'ein o davar amayvin. Oh no. So should be head to go. What's the problem? We spent time on Ibalis Ratchila. For Lomina Ibalis Ratchila, Mashanas Ayadei Goy. Oh, that was what we spoke about a while ago. The Goy makes it. Okay, cause the Dark Shuva. Shamati, the Bebote Harosh Zachem, Ain't a steerates. It's an extra Sabbath. Betel Mashishim. It's a kosher levar. Pasha cheshman shalem b'mishko. They measure by weight. Alochem shalem b'mida below mishko, right? We follow with value, not weight. Oh no. Yeshalem with a stearates ein lem tam. Chem b'telem b'rov. It's only a esophagus in the first place, because maybe it's really from vegetables. As the pre-chodesh has in the simil kufs of cotton bays, the shulchan aruch. Ein kamakom laharach. It's no tam. It's b'tel b'rov. Tom Kikas, if it's a time, it's no time, it's bottle of barov. It's a chiddush. Mimimino, we don't say that. Fine. Mimimino could give time an enemy, but there's no time in Kikas to anything. It never made exam. The Pasha Pshat, when he doesn't spell it out, that's what he's probably saying. Sirup. Now we have a problem. Sirup. Urfua Sheshosin of a frat cough medication. Shechiach. This will be a problem.
Move the mouse up a little bit.
Glycerin. Oh no, now we're in problems. It's gelatin and glycerin. We'll start with G and with M, but they're two different products completely. How about omi rocus and minavela? Omi petroleum. Bekamashal yosim ishishim. Now we're in musuk. Gavalt, now we're in problems. Problems. This is treif. It's sweet. It's not about the Meshishin. Disaster. Shabbat from Rabbi Heinemann, Shlita. Kevin Shirak have a suffix, yes, we don't know. Tev Shabbi Medov Ramuta. Muta levato lechatchila. As the shachlet in a few places. Mut levato lechatchila.
How's it a suffix?
We're not sure what it's made from. It's made from.
Are all three of those problematic?
No. No. If it's made from the veil, it's a problem. Petroleum or yarok is not a problem. So we don't know.
Isn't there always glycerin?
No, but not all glycerin is treif. Some glycerin is made from petroleum. Petroleum is kosher.
When I understand that the company's making the medicines, right? They're not making all their stuff from the exact same thing.
Maybe they are, but one day they may use glycerin, which is cheaper, it comes from an animal. Next day, it's cheaper, it comes from a vegetable or a mineral. You know, they're only into cost cutting. Okay, we don't know. Skip the brackets, please. Uvimetzius, ein bayosim yichelik hachamisha shel glycerin, 20% max. Tim Kane, im avata bechelik shel yud beis, one teaspoon shel rufu al atoch, two fluid ounces of maimamitz. That's a ratio of what? 12 to 1. Vadai has suffering isi yabata b'shishim. For sure, because it's most one-fifth, and you take 12 times 5 is 60. High mathematics. Chaticha nasa nevela, I'm not supposed to talk about that right now. The Ramos Megel, if it's lach, belach, yeah, Malcolm Hefsid, Cholzak Hefsid, fine. So far, so good. So the only which is trapped so far is syrup. He wants to be mevatel the syrup before Shabbos, take it on Shabbos. I am Valach Atchila, here it's okay. It's a suffix. Fine. Habosai, who has taken liquid medicines in the last 12 months? Raise your hand. You know, thanks. Most of us don't. I think it's mostly cough medicine. What else is liquid these days? There's liquid Tylenol for kids. But for once you return Bar Mitzvah, right? For kids, we can make all that and everything. Once you're Bar Mitzvah, is liquid medicine frequent? I think the oldest is probably cough medicine. You have a bad cough, even if you're a grown up, they'll give you Robitussin. Robitussin is treif. Yeah. At least last I looked. Robitussin is treif. And it's a syrup. And they put cherry flavor in it. Well, that's a potential problem. He says you can revattle it. But I never heard of people diluting the Robitussin. I never heard of people doing that. I don't check everybody's house. Everybody diluted the Robitussin. Something called Triaminic. Remember that? It's under the OU, I think. They say it's not as good. They say in terms of bad the cough, but I think it's good enough.
So everything can bittle, like, shtick with that
one. It's bittle?
Yeah, instead
of... It works, but you can't pass it for the whole world to do bittle. It's not gonna fly. That's my take. Chomes of Pesach. Shukhanach Yordea, Shalok Yoderech Hanasan Mutter Becholah, Chutz Beklai Kembas Becholah. Hey! Mashu de Chobetz Gamkein Mutter. They gave exceptions, Rabosai. And they only gave two, they didn't give a third. Chometz is so prevalent, Rabosai, for the average person, Chometz is probably as prevalent, if not more than Klai Akerim, maybe more than Basa Becholah. Chemedach HaChavolim Banimim. There's no bayiro either. Masha olam achmir bepesach b'chol afi b'chomesh shel kederach hanos. Oh, he's now going to try to defend the chumra. There's a book we call in our house L.A. Law. It's a piece of program called L.A. Law. It's a book put by Rabbi Bess Shlita from Los Angeles. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. All the medicines and the vitamins and the whole thing, which are okay, which are not okay. Right on the front page. If you're sick, don't listen to me. If your doctor's going to take a ticket anyway. This is if you're not, if you don't really need it. It's no pikuach nefesh. We try to avoid chametz tikka masses. Why? Just prove why it's perfectly mutter, do we not? Well, depends who you ask. Gives you reasons why people are machar. He's miyashu de machmirim. You know what's going on? He's miyashu de machmirim. We're right there to be machmir and Pesach. Kama taimim. Aleph. Primigona writes in Shinchov Chesed Kol Yenav, to Bechol Hashem Osakona, Nami Machilin also Yisrael Rabbon, Hakal Hakal, Pov and Mutl Achilin. Yesh Nahach, Mishnum Sol Dov Hashem Ochamitz Elul. He knows Mutter, but Hakal Hakal, we should just try to stay away from the things which are, complicated. Beis, Shagas Aryeh, Simen Ayin Hei, Ach Shavei Afilin Bechol Ha. Yeah, he holds it is Ach Shavei, even though you're taking only for your health. Because you're sick, it has some medicinal value. Av she'en halach kemoso, v'chomes machmir moso, yeah. Don't suppose we argue the shagas. Are but he's worthwhile. We'll worry about it. Come to chomes of Pesach. We'll make everything chomes of Pesach to the end. Gimel. B'mikroi kodesh chelek alav yichus Pesach in the dalat kosa b'shem divrei liyo. The spirit shenifso l'shtiyah de'ral. Denatured alcohol. Denatured alcohol. You know what that is? Why they denature it? Who knows why? Who knows why? People should try to avoid the alcohol tax. Schnapps, you know, whiskey has a significant tax on it. So the guy will say, you know, I'll take whiskey, I'll put it in the bottle, he'll put it on top, he'll call it, what would you call it? Perfume. Cologne. Call it cologne. It's alcohol. To make sure you don't pull this shtick, the government requires you to denature it, to make it not drinkable. You think the United States government started this? The Turkish government did it more than 100 years ago, because Palestine was under the Ottoman Empire, which Pesach has a tshuva about it in the Koray Kodesh. The quotes over here, the Koray Kodesh says, the Turks want to make sure that it's denatured, it shouldn't pull a shtick and, you know, avoid the tax by saying it's cologne, the next thing you drink it for your l'chaim. Yeah. So he says as follows. Spirit, it means alcohol. Shnefsel, denatured alcohol. Came the Evshin, the Tachbula Chimis, a chemical trick. Lachzir l'shtiyas adam. You can throw in some chemicals and therefore take the poison out. You can denature it, if I use that new expression. You eliminate the poison or whatever else makes it not drinkable. You get rid of it. Now it's going to be back again. Now it's going to be delicious again. Ein lahakol b'zeh, ad kan. Both sides. This is the same share we had a long time ago. If you can, from this bottle, and you can go into the lab, and it's weird, so that doesn't touch us at all. Oh, it's bitl b'shishim would be a dead letter. With the new lambs, you can do anything you want. You know what, that's what Megillah Sefer said. You can't say that, you never have to hold the place he was there. You can't say that since you could get rid of it with some kind of shtick, it's not considered bottle. No! Then if you don't bit the bismanas at all, you can always do some chemical separation with a sophisticated enough machine. But here it's a little bit different. We're not discussing being bottled in something else. We're discussing whether we have to treat it as chametz, which is fit or unfit for use. Not bottle in its present state. So some say no, right now you can't drink it. Some say yes, that you can reverse it with chemicals. That's what the Rashi Pesach suggests from the Divrei Elio. L'chein yesh wheat starch bekadurim or alcohol mechita besirup kevan she'ev shalaf frida chemically yesh alu b'Pesach. Can you?
Alcohol for sure.
Yeah, you could take the wheat starch out of the active ingredient of a pill?
I don't know, but the alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol. Okay, alcohol, yeah.
Just distilled.
I don't know. I wasn't sure the facts are true when it comes to the wheat starch in the pill. How do you separate the wheat starch from the active ingredient? The active ingredient is not wheat. It's some, you know, pharmaceutical. It costs the companies 0.01 cent. They'll charge you $20. Okay, they'll do it first. That's part of that's a big deal now, politics. But it's a fact. Price gouging is my well, right. The markup is 1,000 times over there. What we need for our, what do we call that again? R&D, research and development. We have to free our costs. People are dying, they can't afford medicine, to Hashem Yirach. But I'm not a politician, so I can't do anything about it. Okay. Cause bechometz kidneys we can be more megal. All right, fresh dates. We almost finished with zaga. Looks like. How do I get to the song? Where's that little thing?
Maybe I have to move the mouse out of the window. And now scroll down. Yeah, scroll down.
I'm out of the window. Oh, you're right.
Wherever the mouse is the context of the scroll as well.
Okay. This is September 1997. Wow. A couple of years ago. Same editors. president. Okay. This is it, right? This is the last page. The Sarachian. So till now, he said the 3 reasons why Chavos is more strict than everything else. Maybe we should be more calm. Why? Mr. Brewer writes in Tuf Nun Gimel Sif Chav, Machloikas Imuta Lahosif Levat Lachamas Kodas Ma Biro, Usvaras Amekilenu, Lo Mikri Zemavat Islachatchila. She also why? Kevin Shu Kodem Pesach, Adalu Gias Mani Suro. After of Poskim Omer, the Kevin the Mar Vadata the Lechol Osam Pesach Chalikim Vadas Bismani Suro, which is now allowed. Nonetheless, the Kongmish has Atchak. After Shis Bechala Mekilim. End quote. Of the Mishnah Brura came in the Cholosh Shem Asakona Chavik Hashas Atchak Canal Mutal Levat the Chometz Kodesh Ma Biuro Kol Berefuah Sheish Bo Alcohol Mechometz Kosh Maksofek No Aminin Chos Vebniyah Belach Belach Fianal Afilu Litchon Kadurim Sheish Mechometz Mutal Lechola Kodesh Ma Biuro Grind it up V'lechol Kach BePesach Gamkein Mutar V'lo Aminin Chos Vebniyah Mishnah Brura says. Because Kemach, Kemach, whatever, not for now. Shari Surim, doesn't work. End quote. Beautiful, was it beautiful? I didn't lie to you. Was good? Great, no? You have English ones or not English ones?
I didn't look.
Couldn't find them.
I didn't look.
Didn't look. So we'll go to the Hebrew. We'll say the English one for another time, okay? So we are Hebrew people. So are you.
I read the next program.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Rav Yitzchak Tversky. I guess he's one of the people who works for the OU. I'm not sure if I know who he is. Rav Heber, I know very well who he is. Rav Tversky, I'm just not sure if I know who he is. But he writes beautifully. Let's go. Yesh lacha b'dinam shal kol minei trufas kadurim trufas nozlim l'mineyem ma dinam l'chashash ma'achos v'sos b'kol ha'shana. Chashash Chavos Pesach. Cholosh Yesh Bo Sakana is obviously. Vayim Bo Sakana. Is it Mutter? And she look for, you required to look for a substitute which is kosher? The two issues, right? You saw already before, Rabbi Osa, you see one built on the other. We saw this weeks ago. There's a Chavos Das. There's Shloka Derech and Royal Achila Klal. Right? This is the same two things that the first author wrote about in Masorah 14. And Masorah 28, twice 14, repeats. Okay. Sochem Chafem at Beis, quote of the Rambam. V'shulchan Aruch. Mutal lehonos b'chol yisur ha'no, v'posu b'chol klai ha'kerem. V'tzor cholosh heichat sh'nene sh'lok ha'derech ha'no, v'ferish. Rambam mefurish. V'av davko lehonos b'yisur v'shlok ha'derech. Gam lechol yisur v'shlok ha'no v'shlok lechole. Not just, it's a big difference. You might have said it's only mutal have ha'no. That's the Gemara. No, it's even mutter to eat it. And Mordechai says the same thing. Hit achilas sheretz soruf. Woo! Woo! Why do this a crazy thing? You take a sheretz and you burn it. What a delicacy. Oh, yush. We call it all really gross, no? Okay? Then achilas shein lo kederach ano. Shachs imen kuf nereis of kod yud gimel and yud dalet. That's first. Uvegeder achila shalok derech ano bir Rambam perik gedal mechaz v'acholat hasur zalach yir aleph zel shalom. Oh, look at this giving on the bottom of the footnotes. What's v'acholat hasur? I heard of glycerin, stearates, lactose is a problem. Citric acid is a problem.
Treat cows.
What?
Treat cows.
Okay. Alcohol. A few other things I never heard of. Herachti b'shagas Arya kolz v'yaramban shlo itiru lechol lelechol yisur derabona gedakon ki lehonos shlo gedakon hanosan shlo hanosan hu adin achila shlo gedakon is osur so shagas Arya asa things Yom Kippur etc etc the Rambam lo mash mekein el shagam achila shlo gedakon adamut lachil lechol kshuvisi b'ksav sofer v'chaim kufirav here's el shagas Arya. So Shagas Arya says it's difficult. Okay. So maybe she didn't accept sofa. I mean, we haven't seen anything yet. Is Barilah on the screen?
Yeah.
This, this?
Yeah.
This?
Next to it.
This?
Yeah. This tab.
Oh, response project. These should be for naught. Should by and large be for nothing. Sav sofer. Who asks Sav sofer? Whoa. He wants to know, Shalok and Rechano, Ochlin, and Ruyim, Chol Hashem Basakon, Yom Kippur. Look at this introduction. Ashi Yosim Hashem Epi, also a Shmol Adabim. What's the source of that? Who said that? No Bakar is here. Bilam said that. So why is that? Because I'm so much using some of the quote from Bilam. And we call Matova every morning. Okay, that's a little bit of a different quote, but okay. I'll tell you something. It's an interesting introduction. What's it then? Shagas Aryeh. Starts with Shagas Aryeh. Mivshet Pshitale. Came and loksiv Achil of Yom Kippur. Shloka Derech Hanasan Aser. Like what? What? Basa B'cholof. Klai Kerem. That's what he says. Okay. Has no raya. It doesn't need a raya. It's poshut. Chodosh hashalos sorma the kikoti the osay avoseinu kamoy the kamoy. I'm going to destroy. No one held like him. I love me not a raya. We have to discuss it. What does it did? Someone should have said it. Someone should have said it. She wanted to be is the shakas I right or wrong. So. We're going to have to skip this because we're never going to get to where we want to get to. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Is he right or is he wrong?
Eliyahu says that lactose is a problem, meaning sometimes with basa.
With basa only.
And sorbitol is sugar, the sweeter substitute. So sometimes also a lactose derivative.
Okay. All right. This is all part of the first part of this long tshuva. Get to Shagas Aryeh. This is the whole thing. This he wants to know is an Issa Daraisa, Shogadarach Hanoim Kippur. Shagas Aryeh says yes, and he says absolutely not. What about the Rabbanan? So she does a rush. Shogadarach Hanoim is with Rabbanan Mies Asur. Potter! Rambam! Only Chol Shem Basakana! Shogadarach Hanoim, but Bari is going to be Asur. Maybe with Daraisa he wants to suggest. Let's give out the Mishnah Melech, which is also Shver. He quotes a Mordechai Pesachim from Rav Yoh. Shalom kederech anam mutal legamre. Hu mutal lechol chelev chai. I potter. Hu adin mutter. Tlami p'turi the Shabbos the potter avalosser. By Shabbos potter potter avalosser. But here there's nothing to do with Shabbos. Why is it potter? The safer the kederach anasa is chayav. Mi odam shu bari zami menu. She does who yichidoi. Echad ani yodea the sfili kavasein Ramban and Ptochim in Sograyim. He's matter is also shul kederach ano. Then he says not necessarily the truth. Okay, we'll leave it for the moment. Let's go on. Ikal alocha dechol isur shel lo grano asur min rabbanon the Rav Yoh yichidoyu. He's masking. So you see, the Ksav Sof is not just a knee-jerk liberal who is argue with the Shakasai. He says that it's a derisa from Kippur Shal Kederach. He's like, here's a machmer too against the Mordechai and Rav Yoh that say Shal Kederach Hano is het the gomer. He says no, it's also the Rabbanon. What should we call it? Sofer, a centrist. It was against the sheet that's a derisa, against the sheet that's het the gomer, a centrist. All right, fine. Fine. So far, so good. He didn't call these through a term, but term, Milkola, Shloka, Derech, Hanam, Mivu, Besugim, Sakhanda, Perikol, Shah. The rank was Yeshomim, the Chua, the Nai, Milkol, these through the Rabbanan, Mutan, that every Rabbanan is also Mutan. Kederech, Hanam. A comparison, you hear what I'm saying? Suggestion. The same as he said, the right of Shloka, Derech is Mutan. He said, the Rabbanan, Kederech. Here are the Rabbanan, there are the Rabbanan. Yeah, same thing. That's what he says. He said, as he says. Yeah. That what? Alin achila, no. Efsh asav gishal Torah, los trapas man gishal mak masakana. And the Ran is not so happy. Who's the Yeshomim? No, not in the Ramban. Ramban says, he stood up on an ain lono lilmo nechal kaderech hano chol shem masakana, but he threw shal logo derech hano to be stood up. No. Hishui steward did who? The Rabbanan came to Raisa. Only Shalok and Derech. And Derech is more Kal. Yisur Hano. Hano is more Kal than Achila. They give me a Gzer Achila, Derech Achila, so the Chol Hashem Basakona. Yisur Achila, Kederech Hano. So Yisur the Raisa Achmer. Abel Hano, the Kilo, also get Kederech Hano. But the Rabbanan's that's what some say. You don't know. It should be machmir. What's his big mass with tuv tam? What's tuv tam? Also, kederach hano, lo kederach achila, mishum the achshave. Ah, but the rice of butler diet, he must have mishum the achshave. That's machabal ochlon, and also, kederach ochlon, the world tanak, the mouth tam is ravona, he's hungry. Avoksh ochlon, the refuah. We're finally getting to this. This is what we're looking for. Avshe ochel lerefua, listen carefully. Ubocha ra umar b'miyuto lemat cholyo. Ki agavna eino machshiv davazeh shlo kaderech hano l'achila shel tani v'rov. El lerefua. Kev lo achshve l'memele leke yisur klal d'cholatz v'lo ashrabona v'shem achshve v'lo achshve. V'lo itir dava b'chol ha'shem b'sakona afil yisur d'rabonon el the leke yisur klal on nuvart. What a beautiful vart. If that's the case, you cannot be matter Yisroel and Rabbanan. No, here's not the answer at all. A tifa vart, Rabbosai. A tifa vart, very deep. I want to tell you, even without a tifa vart, we can make a distinction between Shaloka Derech and Sam de Rabbanans. The same Ramban, according to Vias, says the same thing where it comes to, Chola She'en Bo Sakona B'Shabbos. Not food, malachas. The Ramban says, the Pashtus, that Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana can do an Isa Doraisa Mishinui, based on the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Goneach, Yone, Cholov, Pashup Shah said the Doraisa Mishinui is Mutter. But Stav the Rabban is Asur, Rabosai. Just keep that in mind. This is comparable. Now there are those who interpret the Ramban as only Matra Rabban is Mishinui, so the Machabe says, but the Pashtus is not that way. I'm sorry?
Isn't that what it says in
Korach Adam? What I said. The way I said it. Not the way it's from Shulchan Aruch, it's called. The way it's really Shulchan Aruch is not only the Rabbanan's Mishinah. That's the Pashup Shat of Mishnah Berurah Pasuk. But I have great, not me, the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, the Eglei Tal, and the Tzotzot Shulchan all say the Rebbe's right. And the Ramban said differently. And that's Pashup, it is that way. With matter, Chaliva. Chaliva could be a Daraisa. The naysayer saying, if you look at the Ramban elsewhere, he wants to say that Chaliva is only the Rabbanon, because they indeed shall do the Karka. That's a separate shmooze. And the Rajma proves Fakir. The Rajma holds that Chaliva is Daraisa, and he still holds that this Ramban. And he has died, that it's a very good Ramban. The Shmir Shabbat, in a very unusual situation, quotes both days. Quotes first the Mechaber. Parentheses, Mishas Atzchaki, relying on the Gedolim, will say that you can do a Daraisa Mishinui for Chol Hashem Mosakon. So I'm saying, he has a tifa vartek sab sofer. They won't matter anything. That achila shaloka derech is only because of achshavei. Here's an achshavei. You could argue with him. You could say there was the Rosh's case of achshavei is a case with nifsal legamrei. As we saw, not really the caliph, nothing. Then you need achshavei. But shaloka derech, you could say it's also b'rabbani without achshavei. You could have said. I'm not saying you should say. You could have said. And then you have to have a special heter for Chol HaShem B'Sakon. All right, fine. I'm just mentioning it in passing. Okay? Fine. It's discussing Derech Achila, Shloka Derech Achila, Shloka Derech Hano. He says Achila is worse, but Tamtim and Halev, Mazikim and Nefesh. This is already Hechera world. But Lehonos is not Nichus Guf. Toys Daf Hei Bat Yod, maybe Takala. When I learned the first Berak in Chul, those who all learned the first Chul know, famous Toys is that no Takala for Tzadikim, it's only Achila. Toys is a famous story. Not for now. Shagasar holds it's also lecha shalok der hachila and sarak refuah bechol shem basakana. Against what we just said. Right? We just said it's mutter. He's in Shagasar. He said it's asur. Chokar. And gab ochle mishen ruil hachila asurim. That's how we start the first line, both in the first maimon and the second maimon. Right? Let's repeat it again. Ochel shen ruim gruim v'kila tuva. Yeah, I think it goes back and forth. What's the fitzvarov? Oh, achshavei. It's going to achshavei anyway. Kfokas sabdu kosh ochel refuah lo achshavei b'zel achilu ruim lemal stam shiyav el lirafas kolyo. Okay, but the truth is he's up against Shagasai. Shagasai says he do say achshavei refuah. Rav Moshe's Mekel, the Ksav Sofer's Mekel, and many others, I think Yad Yehuda's Mekel, but the Shagas Aryeh is Machmir, and the others are Machmir too. He's Yachshav Erefur. He's basically finished. I think. He's giving you the summation. Okay, it's Mr. Rabbanan and Shloka Derech, anywhere in Achila, you fix it up, Chayav, Yesh Masakonim is Mutter, Ein Basakana, Ein Aroy, oh, Shloka Derech Hano. Yeah, it is. It is Mutter, by Chometz, by Holy Surin, Boreas Osir. Okay, that's his summation, because he quotes, signs his name. Freshburg. That's where he lived. He succeeded his father. Hakotin, Avram Shmuel Binyamin, Ben Harav Hagon, Moreno Rav Moshe Sofer. That's how Chacham Sofer's son. He was a great man in his own right. Ad Kan Teksav Sofer. So we never, you know, what should we do? We're still in the middle of. We hardly started. That's over here. The other red thing? Yeah. This? Mm-hmm. How far did we get? First page still, no?
Second page
already?
Second paragraph.
Yeah, Harachti Mazen. We never turned the page, I don't think. Because Shagas Aryeh Asas, we mentioned Ksav Sofer. Oh, that's how we got. We never turned the first page. Let's turn the page, at least turn the page. And then we'll see. I want to talk about the parsha a little bit. Uvigeder achila shel kederach hano abi Rambam pergidal halachiyav. Quote: we saw this quote in the previous article, right? Him chachelav v'gemar shulchama shenich v'grom oshach chachelav chayach shir b'adram marim rosh v'lana tov yenes v'tov chakar kedei v'shel. Nevela We still just already quoted this the second time. Right? You have no pleasure in your palate. No pleasure in your palate. Okay? Rambam says, lo nenecheka. A tiny pegima won't really help. He says, achilas dover shenecha raka de'etchak mikri derech achila, sof sof yeshanos achila mimenu, and it's considered yehanim of an achila. This is relevant, Rabosai. What about Yom Kippur? When people have to take a pill, and they have to drink a little tiny water to get it down. There's no sakana at all. No sakana. No sakana. So, Chol Hashem B'Sakon B'Pashen Yom Kippur, he's not out of breakfast fast. So what do you do? The pill itself is garnished. As we said before, a pill is not food, it's nothing. Right? Same as it can be made from the veil, you can eat Yom Kippur too. A pill is nothing. But that water. So what do? It's a problem. So I tell people, it's a tiny little pill, practical for Yom Kippur, take it down without some water. My kids would always take pills without water. Not do Yom Kippur. That was their habit. Advil. Now, my doctor tells me it's not a good idea because there can be rare cases where you can get into trouble from water without pills. So I'm not running to suggest this. But the teeny little pills, are really, really birth control pills. That's a very common case. I think they're this big. Teeny, teeny, weeny. You have to take it every morning at 9 o'clock, whatever it is, otherwise you get into trouble with the... knocks you out of whack. So I thought, it's mutter. Oh, but I need water. I want water. It's a problem. It's a problem, because what's the header for the water? So I said, you know what you do? If you make the water two coolers, one, pochas mikashir, v'chazi shiosu min haTorah, it's not helping much. Two, you make it enoroi, make it not so much you normally would drink. So the best suggestion I think to put in is put in vinegar. Is that a good idea?
Soap.
Yeah, I guess soap would work.
Yeah. Huh? Concentrated tea.
What?
Tea concentrate. It's very bitter.
What's that called?
Tea concentrate.
Tea essence.
Tea essence. Is it tea scent? Tea.
Tea concentrate is bitter?
Someone told me that that's called Darmar. Super bitter, or coffee.
You just drink tea concentrate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I drink it, but I always cringe afterwards. It's very bitter.
Why do you drink it?
I'm Persian. It's like water.
Persians. If you put vinegar in water, what would that do?
A little.
What do you say? Will it make it?
Probably be gross.
Huh?
It'll probably be gross.
Yeah, you wouldn't want. I'm asking. Anyway, do you want to drink a little? See, put a little, I don't have to put it that much, a little vinegar into the water, and the water has to be not more than one shot glass. It's pachas mikashir. And you pour in the vinegar, or the equivalent, whatever, you fill in the blank, soap, I don't know what else you want to call it. You fill in whatever you want to put in.
It might have side effects.
It shouldn't be poisonous, though. That's because vinegar is not poisonous.
But it could mess with the medicine that you're taking.
Oh, vinegar can really?
That's true, yeah. Diabetes medicine.
Vinegar can interact with it in a way that renders it ineffective. Come about.
With which types of medications?
Diabetes. People who take insulin or insulin stimulating medications and vinegar may experience dangerously low blood sugar or potassium.
Come about. You see? That's only diabetes medicine. No other medicines.
It's just science, yeah.
Okay.
This is apple vinegar cider. Apple cider vinegar. I don't know if other vinegar, but H-lion probably.
Uh-huh. Apple cider vinegar. Our vinegar comes from apple cider.
A lot of
our vinegar is awesome.
It's like the cooking vinegar.
From apple cider?
All vinegar is all synthetic.
Oh, what?
All vinegar is all synthetic, except red wine vinegar.
Synthetic, so it's not apple cider.
Yeah.
So it's no problem, so it shouldn't be dangerous.
I can't be in the diet of which part of the industry. Okay.
Good. I don't know what else is an equivalent of vinegar, but I think if it's both tartar and tivusa, it's Pachas Mikashir and Ein Aroi, we can be Mekel. But he wants to say over here, you throw a little bit of stuff, as he said, this has to be bothering me a little bit. He says, Lo Sagi Bepkima Kozu. That may not be true when it comes to water. In other words, because why? Because we explained why. In other words, there's some kind of pleasant taste. Water has zero taste. But water is the best drink of all. The healthiest, the best. Gvaldik, if I'm thirsty. Maybe you don't need such a high level of lanenachek. There is never any hanachek when it comes to water. So a little bit of vinegar might do the trick for you. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay, so far so good. The next topic, whenever we discuss it, I'm sure we'll go to it on Monday or talk about it. I don't know, I have to figure out what to do next. Do you want to finish the pill business? Do you want to go to the next topic, Simon Kuf? What's your preference?
On Monday,
after the Pchina? The Pchina is on Sunday. So we start something new on Monday. I give Mara Makomas a Simon Kuf, or Mara Makomas about pills. What do you prefer? Pills? Kuf? Take a vote. Who wants Kuf? Who wants pills? Kuf has it. Okay, so we'll put pills in the back burner. We'll get to it later on. We have to get to it. It's very important. Okay.
What did you say about Pachas Mikashir and added the vinegar? That's
for Pachas Mikashir and with the vinegar, I think it's moving to be a makel for a chola, even though it's a sakana, to be able to get down the pill.
There's something with the diabetes medication that Yeshua sakana, because it could have serious effect if he doesn't take the pills that day?
I don't know. Some situation. Every situation is different. Cool. Obviously, I'm not going to pass to that child on one foot. Yeah. Kerbal says we covered a lot about pills, and I want to talk about Parsha Shavu a little bit. V'siyat v'dishmai. Okay, so Rabosai, we began the Chumash all from scratch on Tuesday, Simchas Torah. Today is 2 days later, and we have to. A little mark over there. I don't know how far I got. How far did we get in? Just turn the one page. Okay. So we started Bereshis all over again. What better chizuk is that? End the Torah, you start Torah all over again. If you listen carefully to the Rishus that they have in the I don't know if you have in your community, but we have in our community a Rishus for Chasen Torah and a Rishus for Chasen Breshus. It's a long, sure, I think we're thinking of Yom Kippur. Actually, the Yantif. Yantif Digan Nigan, very beautiful introduction to both the Chasen Torah and the Chasen Breshus, which is very beautiful. So, in that Rishus for Chasen Breshus, it says, that we shouldn't think that we're running away from the Torah. As soon as we finish, we start all over again. Okay. So I think we should start all over again here from the very, very beginning. The way I'd like to begin, the limited amount of time that we have, is to begin with the Ramban's introduction. Actually, probably can we put this up on the screen so you can see with me? One second. Tanakh, gracious. Perek Aleph, I guess. Yes, Perek Aleph. Links. Oh, come on.
Press the button.
Links. Links.
Minus,
wow, before Aleph. Hey, that's sharp. Ooh, wow. Minus. It's like we have in our shul, both by night and by day, we start our covers. The first our cover, before we even start, is Kimi Tzion Tei Zeh Torah. A lot of shuls that way. Go around, it's like 20 minutes. Kimi Tzion, just before they even get back to our covers. And then we say, Ad Kan HaKavah, zero. That's what we always say. So the same thing, which means a minus, it's before the before Perek Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu Kosev HaSefer HaZeh Ima Torah Kul Mipirsha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Very, very important. So, the Moshe Rabbeinu heard it, Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he wrote it down. The Gemara tells us, just to, the whole time, I'll take the whole time to give it a kitzer. The Gemara tells us that the whole Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Omer V'Kosev. The last eight psukim we read on Tuesday is Moshe Kosev V'Dema. Moshe Kosev V'Dema. And then for Shmonim Psukim Sheba Torah, Yochid Koreosam. Who knows a pshat in that Gemara? Yochid Koreosam. We just had it. What's pshat? Anyone know pshat? Huh? No, any pshat?
I don't know the truth about it.
What does the Rambam say?
Don't
you don't need a minion. You don't need a minion. How can that be? I'll tell my Rebbe's story. My Rebbe's story is much better than my Torah. I'll tell my Rebbe's story. So the Rambam says, in commenting on this famous Gemara, I'm going to show you Rambam too. Let's go back here to the Rambam. Perkasik was crazy Torah. I don't remember. No.
You have to find it
again. Yeah, I'm in crazy Torah right now. Find this. Here, I found it. Baruch Hashem. You give a look of it. Watch this. Shmod ha-psuga shebesof ha-Torah mutlik o-sozom b'beis nezis b'pachos me'asara. Build like ployim. Afapisha called Torah Moshe Pia Gavura Amaram. He did not. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Hol mashmon shemachamisas Moshe. What does that mean? They weren't true until Moshe died. The last epsukos of Yomash Moshe. Hey, nishtanu. Well, the fichach mutli yachalikososa. Lo shomana davas of Yomash is the right. What are you kidding? Yachal means. And a master plan, you don't make all suffer. That's all it means. That's what it means. There's another Rabbeinu Meshulam, he quotes over here. Sha'ol Nikos Matorahu Levada Kor, Penchazin Kor Imo. That's the Rabbeinu Meshulam, Shani quotes. Masha Kosa, who in Zoros of all, but Tiba Echanoch, where'd they go? What do you mean that a million? You know where they went? Went to the Kiddush. The rabbi's cash is no cash. To get people back from the Kiddush, it's no joke. There's not a minion left. It was done by the Kiddush. That kasha we can answer where they went. Okay, but let's just see what's here. Okay, that's it. Mishnah. Quotes a Gemara. Quotes Rashi. Quotes the Ravid. Doesn't help us much. Okay. One second. Doesn't say why. The kitzer, the Rambam is difficult. This is my Rebbe's pshat. The Gemara's lashon is the machlokas. According to one, I will see the Gemara. I guess for just without the Gemara, it's in two places. One is in Menachos Daf Lamed. Second, is it here?
Yeah,
I pissed. It's the next line.
Right there.
Oh, here it is. Shmoshim v'Torah Yochid Korosim as Nesas. Command, Tlok Rab Shimon. The Tanya. For Yomash Moshe and Hashem. Ev Shemoshe Chai. Ksav Yomash Moshe. Ad Kan Korosad Moshe v'Kamech Yeshua Benun. The Rab Yudah. Usually Rab Yudah Shimon passed like home. Rab Yudah. Usually. I'm Nechemiah. Oh, Rabbi Shimon, Evsher Sefer Torah Asachas, Lakor Sefer Torah Zem Santam also. Akan Kodesh Baruch Omer Moshe. Moshe, listen carefully. Kodesh Baruch Omer Moshe Kosev V'Yomer. Another Girsa. Omer V'Kosev. That's a very important change. Mikai Melech, Kashbroch Omer, Umosha Kose Vedema. Fine. Lema look of Shimon, because if Shimon holds his eighth psukim the same. No! Hov Ishtani Ishtani. What's Rashi said? I mean, Hov Ishtani. What does that mean? Oh, Rashi must have argues to get that. Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umosha Omer Achrov, Kadesh Lo Yite B'Ksav V'Kosev. Not Kosev Yomer, Omer V'Kosev. That's very important. V'Dema, Lohaya Omer Achrov. Why did he say it? Merov Tzaro. Merov Tzaro. Mishtani, Tenichta V'Dema. He's crying. So why is Rambam has a whole different pshat? Whole mash. How does Ram jar with the Gemara? Forget that the Kasha Shvei done it after the minion. How does it fit with the Lashon of the Gemara? So my Rebbe had a Meredig of Shah. Mamish Meredig of Shah. See, we think that Moshe Rabbeinu is crying because he's writing about his own impending demise. That's not a brisk of Shah. But even Rashi seems to go against that. Rashi says in the very beginning, we are Moshe Harris Harnavo. Whoa! Psiachas from Chazal. He knows he's going to die. Well, go slowly. If you go into your death, you go slowly. Oh, not Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Musa Pi Hashem. Hashem says to die. It's a mitzvah. Like you want to take a lulav, you want to die because Hashem told him he has to die. It's a mitzvah. So why is he crying? Like he's doing a mitzvah. He's dying. Pi Hashem. Nah, that's not the reason he cried. That's too emotional. Too nostalgic. You know why he died? The following. So you know why he cried? This is the reason he cried. We saw the Gemara that everything else, Mo Hashem, Omer, Moshe, Omer, Vekosev. Explain my Rebbe, why did he have to say it first? Rashi Shalom Yitta. Nah, that's not a brisk pshat. He had to say it, because only after he said it did it become Torah. And then when he wrote it, it was giving Kedusha Sefer Torah. He had to say it first, now it's already Torah Tzivulot Moshe. Now you write it down. That's full conclusion to save the Torah. Fine. However, the last eight psukim he couldn't say. Why couldn't he say? Imagine going to come to the people. Excuse me. We danced our kofes. Moshe Emes v'sarosa Emes. He'll tell us, Vayom HaShem Moshe, you're alive. It's not Emes. So those eight psukim he couldn't say. He wrote them down. Rebbe explained that he didn't say it, he did not have full Kedusha Sefer Torah at that moment in time. Because it wasn't true. When did it attain its full Kedusha Sefer Torah? When? When he died. But he couldn't do it, he was dead already. That's the Rambam explains. Hol mashmon shem acha misas Moshe, hare nishtanu. Nishtanu in what sense? They didn't have the full Kedusha until after he died. Everything else had Kedusha the minute he wrote it. That's why he cried. It was a brisk of tears. He wasn't able to give the Sefer Torah its full Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu had chosen to end the Torah before Yom HaShem Moshe. Those apes took him to move it to Sefer Yeshua. Moshe Avni Meis. And then he said, you couldn't put the... whatever. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you got to write this down. Baruch Hu Olam, you're not letting me finish Kedusha Sefer Torah. You're right. Kach goes to Ratzoni, that's why he cried. But Mela, Rebbe explained, the reason why he did a minyan in shul for laning, because laning is a reenactment of Matan Torah. That's why the Rambam calls the pin to stand, etc., etc. You're reenacting the Matan Torah of the Sinai and all the other places where the Torah was given from the Sinai on until when? Until the last day of Sukkot. Those were given by Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to have a minion to reenact it. The last day were not given by Moshe Rabbeinu, those are the minion. My Rebbe's trap. Okay, I got sidetracked because I couldn't resist telling you. Let's go back to the Rambam. Moshe Rabbeinu calls him Sefer Zeh Matorah Kuli Misha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Today, people don't hold from this anymore. He didn't write. So the Rambam was every word, every letter. What? That's business. You know, there's now a whole tumult now. I saw the last Hakira. Did Art Scroll censor Rashi? It's about the Rashi's comment when it came to what's called Tikkun Sofrim, Parshas Vayera. So there's a few words in parentheses which Art Scroll omitted, and they're accused of censorship. And then that's one academic writes a censor, and the rabbi who, beautiful rabbi who translated Rashi, the Saperstein edition, his name is Rabbi Herzog. I met him, he used to teach in one of the yeshivas on Tamil Gotu. He said, no, it's not censorship. This is a legitimate text, which we accept. A pilpul, not for now. But there's some who say that others see so from added words to the Torah. And the rabbi says, it's not impossible.
Okay.
I'm not commenting on the whole article enterprise. They say they sent it to Rashbam, the Bereshis. You know about that one?
Rashbam,
even Israel, no. I don't know why they left it out. They said it's not a certain kisvayat. We have a right to leave it out. But that's a different story. I don't know why. That's not. This is theological. But that's not for now. We're not discussing all censorship. But it's too long of a topic. V'akarav shekosav zeh b'har Sinai kishom nemelo alei alei horo v'yeshom shom et nolucho es luchos evan v'atorav v'mitzvah shekosav t'lo rosam ki luchos evan yichlo al luchos amichtav kolomah aseres adibris v'mitzvah misefer ha-mitzvahs kulon asei v'los asei imken ator yichlo asipurim mitchilas bereshis ki umora anoshim b'derech b'inyan ha-muna bereshis is critical for ha-muna. They don't believe that God made the world. People deny that too now. They don't believe that God created the world. So it has to be in the Torah. Uveridatam in a har kosev etchilas haTorah at sof sipra mishkan. That's how it began. V'gomer haTorah u'gumar haTorah kosev v'sof shnas harboim. Kashem u'lakor ha-sefer haTorah hazeh v'santam osim v'tzad haran v'is Hashem elokeichem. V'zeh k'divei omer Torah megillah megillah nitna. It means he wrote it in pieces. First he wrote at Har Sinai was what happened until then. Then he wrote, kept writing a little bit at a time until he got to the last chapter before he passed away. Aval divrei omer Torah chasuma nitna nichtav hakol b'shnas harboim shenisav v'kisluchem v'shir hazos l'azmei esik mivir. We read that just, you know, towards the very end of the Torah. V'tzivu l'koach ha-sefer Torah zem v'sanos v'v'tanah v'ramas v'shem l'keichem al kol ponim v'yonochon sh'yichtav v'tzchil sef v'reishis v'yedaber Elohim Moshe is called Rabbi Elamer. Where's he quoting that passage from? Come on, guys. Where's he quoting from that passage? That's a passage before Aseres HaDibros. So instead of being before Aseres HaDibros, it should be before Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's Ramban's kasha. Abol hoya inyan nikosev stam. Neshe lo kosev Moshe Rabbeinu haTorah kemedaber bat atzmo kenevim asher maskirim atzmam kmo shenema b'yecheskel tomin. Hidvar Hashem Elai ben Adam. Yumiyo, Hidvar Hashem Elai Lema. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu Kosev Toldos Kol Adoros HaRishonim V'yichos Atzmo V'Toldosom U'Mikrov Kishlishi HaMedaber. In third person. Because Hashem is dictating. He's just a scribe. He's a scribe, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's all he is. He's a scribe. Therefore, Yom HaMedaber Kim El Moshe. No way to speak if you're speaking your own language. He's Moshe. No, he's just a scribe. V'yol k'dabe b'yad shnayim acherim. V'sheinin kein lo nizka Moshe v'torah shem lolad. Not mentioned until he's born. V'nizka kilo echad misapro lov. Finished. Okay, now why is that? I have another minute. Skip a few lines. Shekodma lebriyas ha'olam. Right? Ein tzorach loma l'daydosa shel Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Kabbalah. The Torah is a shchora gabei esh levana. So Moshe is so for a matik misefer kadma v'kosev. As if he's writing, he's just copying. The emes u'borosh kol Torah kum in the reshet that day in Klal Yisrael. Nemi pirshe kodesh baruch hu le'odam shel Moshe. Finished. That's it. And the Rambam, of course, is exactly the same thing. It's very important to understand that despite there are those who say, ah, bah, bah, bah. No. It was all given directly. So I'm out of time. I'll have to stop. I feel bad. But we got at least the Akdama. At least the Akdama. Everyone is reminded again, like tell everybody, now's a good time to start. Shnai and Mikra V'yechad Rashi. Targum, I'll let you off the hook, because the Rosh, so we don't understand Targum as well as we don't hear Hebrew these days. But Rashi, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, so I wish you all a good Shabbos. It should be Sunday, be the Bechina. We'll start between 9:30 and 10:30. Okay, it'll end whenever you end. Please bring your computer, so you should be able to type it properly. Good. Must we speak, Masha?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah,
good. Hold on for a second.